Welcome to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast, where leadership meets action. I'm Michelle Portia, and every week I'll bring you easy-to-use, practical tips you can put into action right away. With over 18 years of experience as a school principal, I'll share strategies to inspire your team, elevate your leadership, and help you lead with greatness. Let's dive into today's episode and take your leadership to the next level. Hi everyone, welcome back to Great to Lead. Today we're diving into a super important topic, how to avoid making a bad situation worse when someone's angry. We've all been in a situation where someone is upset and we just want to diffuse the situation, but sometimes the things that we say can make it worse. So in this video, I'm going to cover 5 comments you should never say to an angry person and why those phrases tend to escalate the situation instead of calming it down. Starting with one of the most common mistakes, saying calm down. It might seem like good advice, but telling someone to calm down invalidates their emotions. It's like telling them you're wrong for feeling upset. Think about it. When you're angry and someone tells you to relax, does it ever help? Probably not. Instead, it triggers more frustration because it feels dismissive. Instead of saying calm down, try saying something like, I understand you're upset. What's bothering you? Next, we have you're overreacting. This is one of those comments that instantly turns the situation into an argument. When you tell someone they're overreacting, it implies that their emotions are excessive or irrational. People will often double down on their anger. It's like pouring gasoline on the fire because now, instead of just being angry, they're angry about being told how to feel. A better approach might be to say, I can see this is really important to you, which acknowledges their emotions without judgment. Third up, we have the saying, it's not a big deal. This trivializes the person's feeling and suggests that what they care about is unimportant. It makes them feel that their concerns don't matter, which can escalate frustration. Instead of brushing off the issue, say something like, I can see this really matters to you. Let's talk through it. This response shows empathy and a willingness to address the problem. The fourth comment to avoid is you're being emotional. Labeling someone as emotional can come across as an insult, suggesting that they're irrational or incapable of controlling their feelings. This can lead to defensiveness and more anger. Instead, say, I can see this is affecting you. Let's figure out the next steps together. This approach acknowledges their emotional state without judgment. Finally, we have, why are you mad? This can be a huge trigger if asked in a confrontational tone. When someone's already angry, asking them why in an accusatory way can make them feel like they need to justify their emotions, which often escalates the situation. Instead, try to be empathetic and say something like, I can tell you're upset. Can you help me understand what's going on? This way you invite them to explain without sounding confrontational. So what should you do instead? In all of these cases, the key is to listen first, validate their feelings and respond with empathy. Saying things like, I can see this is important to you or let's work through this together shows that you're interested in solving the problem, not dismissing their emotions. People want to feel heard, especially when they're upset. Handling anger isn't easy, but it's important to avoid phrases that invalidate or minimize someone's feelings. By being empathetic and offering understanding, you can help de-escalate the situation. Thanks for tuning in to the Great to Lead Leadership Podcast. If you found this episode helpful and would like more leadership tips and advice, please subscribe to the show and leave a rating. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments, what's a phrase that you found either helpful or unhelpful in heated situations? Until next week, strive to be a leader who inspires and leads with greatness.